This is the 20th anniversary of the first DRC hearings, and there seems to be as much heartache amongst many South Africans as experienced during the traumatic hearings. The Institute for Justice and Reconciliation was formed in the aftermath of South Africa's DRC hearings, and the organization is reflecting on the DRC and reconciliation in South Africa in a series of dialogues over the next few months. Yesterday, the Institute held its first public debate titled Reconciliation and Betrayal, and we discussed this with the Institute's Carolyn Gomulia. Good morning and welcome to the show, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Now, reconciliation and betrayal, that seems to be how many people view the TRC hearings. A chance to reconcile as a nation, but then betrayal by what is seen as the inability to follow through on promises made.
Yes, that's right. That's actually where we stand today, and a lot of the recommendations that were done by the TRC have not been followed through.
Now, what is the major legacy of the TRC as we look back on the past 20 years?
I think one of the major legacies of the TRC is to put apartheid on a national agenda in a way that no one could say then afterwards that apartheid wasn't a crime against humanity. So it put it out in the public. However, there were obviously a lot of shortcomings. On the other hand, it was a commission set up for 2 years, and one can also not say that a TRC or any actual truth commission can take on the responsibility for the healing of a whole country.
Now, we have seen many of the darkest deeds done in the name of apartheid surfaced at the TRC hearings. What are the successes that we should celebrate?
I think the successes we can celebrate are not as many because, as I said, the government in the aftermath has not followed through with implementing the recommendations of the TRC. So, and there's a lot of criticism also today that not just the government, also broader society hasn't taken up to follow through with other things that came with apartheid. I mean, we're talking about structural violence, psychological violence, so the TRC focused very much on the victims that came forward. So it was about 22,000 people that gave their statements, 2,000 people appeared in public hearings, but of course the brunt of apartheid was taken by many South Africans and not just the ones that came forward in the TRC.
Yep, now you said there's not a lot of successes, so what about the failures? There seems to be so much unfinished business.
Yes, I think one of the main unfinished or the key unfinished businesses is really the persecutions of perpetrators. So, for example, the TRC handed in a list of 300 names with evidence of people that were perpetrators during apartheid, and the evidence made them prosecutable, and the government failed to do so. I mean, we saw the opening of just one case recently of Nokutula Simelane, and of course that's something that might give hope to people that prosecutions will now start or be driven by government. But otherwise there were other recommendations like to teach the TRC findings in schools or for business to come to put money into a restitution fund. All these recommendations were really highly ignored. So it's and another big failure, it's not just of the TRC, but it's really of the transition and of government in the post-TRC process, is really to deal with inequalities and with the issues that have not been addressed and that the TRC wouldn't have been able to address. I mean, last night one of our speakers at our public event, Jamila Sali from the Social Justice Coalition, really made an interesting input. He called his speech Blacks Reconciling with Their Poverty and highlighting how nothing has changed for many, many South Africans that still live today.
Now, Caroline, when we had the TRC hearings, it was so close to our first democratic elections. Would it not have been better to allow the country to settle more into its new democracy before starting to open up the wounds?
No, I don't think so, because, I mean, the wounds were something that most South Africans were bearing on a daily basis, and also not just the wounds of the afflicted crimes, but also, as I said, the structural violence, the psychological violence, all these things that happened during apartheid, and I think it was really important that those things were put on the table immediately. And I mean, now 20 years later, there's still so much that hasn't been addressed, and I think if it wouldn't have started in 1996, then when would have been a good time to do so?
Now, the GRC seems to have adopted as an endpoint rather than the beginnings of far-reaching changes, as one writer described it. Is the concern not that we are not openly discussing the flaws of that process, the failure to truly make reparation to the victims of apartheid, opening the real issues of racism, etc.?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we're hoping that with this series that we're hosting, that some of these issues can be put out in the public domain and that exactly those things can be addressed over the next few months. And also as the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation, we're partnering with other NGOs. So there is really also the drive to take up some of the recommendations. But I think mainly to put these things out in the public and to really get a lot of people involved as a civic engagement, almost around activism, to what are the outstanding things that were not addressed during the transition of South Africa.
And finally, Carolyn, is it maybe time for another TRC?
Yeah, I mean, of course, that's also something that some people put on the table. However, I mean, the key would probably be to first implement really all the recommendations made and fully implement those recommendations, because one could say that even the first TRC has not been finished or has not been fully implemented. Mm-hmm. So a second TRC might not be the solution to this one, because there seems to be a lack of really commitment from the leadership in this country to follow through with the issues of the transition.
Institute for Justice and Reconciliation's Carolyn Gomulia, thank you so much for your time this morning. Before we let you go, Carolyn, today our interactive question is, if you could have it winter all year round or summer all year through, which would you choose and why?
Oh, I would choose summer. I love the sunshine and I definitely prefer to be warm than cold.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, and you have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. You too. Okay. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Carolyn Gomulia from the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation talking about 20 years since the first TRC hearings.